Valpurgis Night, written by Dark Nymphs and read by Kaber. This is a BatFam fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Dick and Damien, as well as the Bat family members in general. Additional tags include witchcraft, good sibling Dick Grayson, Damien Wayne has feelings, emotional hurt slash comfort, and Festival of Valpurgis. This fic was translated by the author into English and is part two of Burn and Brew with Coven True.
Steigen heute Nacht die Zauberweisen, wildes Volk und Liliths Art, lauernd Winde heimlich fahrt. Lasst uns zu den Feuern streifen, raunen nach den Sternen greifen, Gutes und auch Böses vor, tragen wir halt Wort und Wort. In den Weiden werden unsere Träume klingen.
Valpurgis Night was an important event in the witch community. While normally much took place within one's own coven, the night leading up to the 1st of May was a night for all witches. For all witches, whether they belonged to a coven or were alone, regardless of whether they had only been practicing for a year or their whole lives. Everyone was welcome on Valpurgis Night. In short, every witch was invited to the year's biggest party. I'm not going, Damien objected. His coven looked at him in surprise. Of course you're going, Stephanie laughed. No one would miss it. Damien's eyes sparkled dangerously. I would, and so is everyone else from Grandpa's people. It's a juvenile event that has absolutely nothing to do with actual history. It's been vilified over the years, so I'm not going to go and celebrate it. Stephanie felt slightly guilty for wanting to tease the boy, but it was Valpurgis Night. She still didn't understand why anyone would refuse to attend this party. Tim bit back a furious rant about Ra's al Ghul with great effort. Damien never took that well, and it wouldn't do any good in this situation. Duke did not interfere. He was excited because it would be his first Valpurgis Night, and because he had never been there before, he couldn't possibly convince Damien that it would be good. Jason shrugged his shoulders. I don't see a problem with a party. Life as a witch is hard enough. We deserve at least a day off. Besides, I get every drink bought for me because everyone wants to suck up. The table groaned. You're really savoring your notoriety as the most powerful green witch, Damien growled. Stephanie made a mental note to herself that she would give the boy a present in return. After all, he was saying exactly what everyone else was thinking. Dick sighed heavily. Guys, can you leave me and Damien alone for a moment? The room emptied pretty quickly because everyone was happy that Dick would take care of the situation. Damien, however, put his arms across his chest. I don't care what you have to say, Grayson. I'm not going, so you can save yourself the sermon. Dick smiled weakly and looked his little brother in the eye. That's your right, and I won't force you, but then at least tell me the real reason. Damien frowned. I already have. Dick shook his head. No, I'm sure it was the truth, but we both know it wouldn't stop you from experiencing a witchcraft tradition for the first time that you've been denied your whole life. It broke Dick's heart every time they once again discovered something Roz had left out of Damien's witch training because it made him weak. Anything Roz thought was weak made a coven stronger. It was no wonder he'd rejected it, because he didn't allow covens either. His entire league of assassins consisted of covenless witches, which sounded paradoxical in itself, but in a magical sense, it was entirely possible and very sad. Damien looked aside. Dick wanted to hug him, but that wouldn't go down well. The other witches will love you just as much as we do. Every witch is welcome, even you. Are you afraid it might be a lie? Damien looked up in panic. It wasn't very visible, but Dick felt it more than saw it. People don't like blood witches, Damien whispered so softly that Dick's air magic had to carry the words to his ear. Wrong, Dick replied. They're just not very common. Because they're almost always associated with black magic and murderers. Dick's aura clouded over. Yeah, there's still a lot of prejudice, unfortunately. He had to agree. But that doesn't change the fact that you're a part of our coven and you're supposed to celebrate Valpurgis Night with us. Anyone who causes you problems has problems with our coven. It's as simple as that. Damien didn't look convinced. If you really don't want to go, then the two of us will celebrate in the front garden. Damien shook his head. You should go celebrate. Not without you. It's not Valpurgis Night without you. Damien visibly let it all go through his head before nodding uncertainly. All right, then. We can go. If you stay here, then the others will stay too. And I don't want to ruin Duke's first Valpurgis Night. It's your first Valpurgis Night too? Dick objected. Damien's gaze contained his usual strength. I said we're attending this soiree. End of discussion, Grayson. Dick smiled and tousled his little brother's hair, who didn't find it funny at all. It was an unforgettable night. Air witches rode brooms through the air and put on a show for everyone. The fire witches stoked the bonfire higher and higher and kept changing the flames' colors. Potions, which contained almost more alcohol than magic, were handed out by water witches. The earth witches told all kinds of stories, which they backed up with the help of nature. The spirit witches looked into the future of anyone who asked. And the few blood witches chatted about their familiars or even showed them off. It was the biggest witches' party of the year, and everyone was welcome. Damien smiled and talked some more about Alfred. He was glad he had come. The end.